This is Connor Lennon from UN News. Cooing doves, old women watering jasmine trees at dawn, and a mother's kindness are all images that a young Syrian poet and refugee has used to address the loss she feels after fleeing her homeland. Teenager Amina Abu Keresh left Syria in 2012, 1 year into the decade-long conflict which has devastated the country. She recently participated in an event at the United Nations where she spoke about her poem, Lament for Syria, which won the UK's prestigious Betjeman Poetry Prize in 2017. Here, she reads her poem for UN News.
Lament for Syria. Syrian doves croon above my head. They cool cries in my eyes. I'm trying to design a country that will go with my poetry and not get in the way when I'm thinking, where soldiers don't walk over my face. I'm trying to design a country which would be worthy of me if I'm ever a poet, and make allowances if I burst into tears. I'm trying to design a city of love, peace, concord, and virtue, free of mess, war, wreckage, and misery. Oh, Syria, my love, I hear you moaning in the cries of the doves. I hear you screaming cry. I left your land, a merciful soil, and your fragrance of jasmine. My wing is broken like your wing. I'm from Syria, from a land where people pick up a discarded piece of bread so that does not get trampled on. From a place where a mother teach her son not to step on ant at the end of the day. From a place where a teenager hides his cigarette from his older brother out of respect. From a place where old ladies would water jasmine trees at dawn. From the neighbors coffee in the morning. From after you, aunt, as you wish, uncle, with pleasure, sister. From a place which endured, which waited, which is still waiting for relief. Syria, I will not write poetry for anyone else. Can anyone teach me how to make a homeland? Heartfelt thanks, if you can. Heartiest thanks from the house of sparrows, the apple trees of Syria, and you very sincerely. Thank you.